We interrupt this program to bring you
satire.
He's an old hand at scaring folks.
He didn't bother to conceal the harshness
as he took up his axe.
Finally, he made a blend of secret ingredients
which can sound stately and solemn
or just dumb.
Listen to this song for the words.
Kyra, Karen, Karen check.
I think it's quite entertaining.
Well, not really.
Hey, kid. Listen to this.
A brutal accident.
Oh, shit. What was that? I felt like a little breeze tickling my ankle.
It was a huge mess.
Ooh, easy there, Sassy Pants.
I'll be all right. As soon as I slip through Grodd's arms, his reactions are too slow to stop me now.
Because only Colgate has proved so completely it stops
Johnny Mathis.
He has to be stopped.
He made secret plans to find
Johnny Mathis
and kill him.
Do you know where
Johnny Mathis
is?
There he is.
He found him trimming miniature trees.
Of course, he'd never seen a tree before.
I'm stupid. Stupid.
Why don't you grow up?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
He smiled and said,
a very beautiful girl with large breasts.
Just like his father.
Look at the size of these
boobs.
Wow, look at the tits.
Yes, sir. Those two are a pair to watch.
Are those real?
Yes.
Real chocolatey and fudgy.
Just a couple of lumps.
We're infested with cancerous lumps of diseased meat.
I know this fella. He's got a lump on the back of his head.
Add milk slowly, again stirring constantly to avoid lumps.
And gum disease.
Well, it's good advice, but it's not good enough.
And that's why I'm here tonight.
In a brand new program of daily sessions of kindly and helpful advice.
To help children all over the world.
And it just shook everything that I believed in for a moment.
America's parents and taxpayers have always believed that
the way to have a good time
is when someone wants you to touch their private parts.
It's touching your child wants.
Yep, that's a good touch.
He looked at his hands. Were his hands clean?
No.
They were a little dirty.
Some say I have a dirty mind.
Naughty, naughty.
Remember, some of this language is disturbing.
Fiddlesticks.
Booey.
Pee Wilkins.
Poppycock.
Fiddle faddle.
Watch the language, little boy.
Hey, kid. Listen to this.
That was amazing.
It was really
a satanic message.
Full of mischief.
The little monkeys were so amusing that
soon you seem to feel sick all over.
Maybe tomorrow the devil will come along and give you a bad headache and a sick stomach and you'll feel just awful.
I also gave you the rules of how your mind operates.
With my long, bushy tail.
I don't think so, Dad.
I think making love will help us
to be one of life's winners.
And I love you too, son.
Now, let's talk a little more about
loving yourself
with ducks.
Them feather-flicking duck pluckers running through the sticks, pulling them plucky ducks.
Real big dicks.
I want to hold them
in my mouth.
And I want you to
get undressed, and you're like, well, I've done this a whole lot of times before.
You need to follow a specific strategy for doing just that.
I like to start at the top and go down.
Also, as you go down, bend the knees. Relax.
It starts to work the instant you swallow.
He's licked before he starts.
Then he lifted the
skin
flute to his lips.
And tried to blow him over.
Come on, suck it up, guys!
And finally, when he came,
it was like
an atomic explosion.
Exhausted, Dick lay down to sleep in the shelter of an old oak tree.
Leaving the Batcave and Gotham City behind.
Shortly thereafter, Sean was arrested and convicted on three accounts of first-degree murder.
Of your family.
Since then, he has completely renounced Satanism and has made
Johnny Mathis
the lord of his life. He now fills his time taking
hash, uppers, downers, and what have you,
and writing letters to teenagers, encouraging them to
touch someone else's private parts
in a perverted manner
for Jesus Christ.
And what about flow through versus normalizing and accelerated depreciation?
Oh, sure, it can be a period for goofing off, but
it would also embolden the terrorists
and eventually affect every function of the body.
But of course, that's what you'd expect of
some normal dirt buildup
on or around your sexual organs.
That's why to do the complete job, you need
mayonnaise.
Leaving the skin glowing and immaculately clean.
A nurse will shave off your pubic hair and give you a
mashed potato and ketchup sandwich.
Sounds tasty, but what does that have to do with
giving in to their throbbing biological urges?
We have a new conversation about recentering American politics and government around
children's feet.
I agree with them 100%.
Let's check in with Emily and her friends now that they have willingly agreed to have their brains dissected.
La la, hapana, hapana.
You like that?
No!
We haven't heard the last of this yet.
I'm going to go if that's okay with you.
All right, you. Come on. Get going.